This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Mikkel Moore. Mikkel has been with Intermountain for nearly 25 years. She's seen the organization go through a huge amount of growth over two plus decades. She now serves in a fasting role. She has served in individual hospital roles and now serves throughout the system in the Chief Community Health Officer role, which is a big role as Intermountain works through health equity, population health, and other initiatives to try and make sure they're hitting things right throughout their entire and growing system. Mikkel, can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself, about Intermountain, and how it's changed over the last couple decades? Let's start by introducing yourself.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Mikkel Moore, I'm the Chief Community Health Officer for Intermountain Healthcare, and I've been with the organization for 24 years now, which is kind of hard to imagine. I came here as an administrative fellow and attracted to the organization because the leadership seemed more committed than any other health system I interviewed with in influencing the community's health and well-being and doing the hard work of trying to evolve and change in a way that would do that. Even 24 years ago, speaking to the value of an integrated system and creating a more affordable, equitable health system, and really driving for greater affordability. And so I've seen a lot of change here. I mean, I'll first say I never imagined that I would be with Intermountain Healthcare for as long as I have. And yet it remains the place that is, I think, being most innovative in responding to what we understand is wrong with healthcare and driving the change necessary to create a better system. So I have seen a lot of change. Intermountain is a different organization today because we understand differently what's needed in order to become the model health system. But in other ways, Intermountain is the same, that striving to be a model health system and mission obsessed, committed to helping people live the healthiest lives possible.
Well, and it's been fascinating to see the leadership and the innovation in certain areas, like the Dan Willenquist effort in the generic drug area, some of the other efforts, mm-hmm. the growth, the movement towards value-based care, the transformational efforts over the last couple of decades. You now serve in the role of Chief Community Health Officer. Take us back a little bit. When you started 25 years ago in health systems, that wasn't even a role in most health systems, was it? And it's still an evolving role. And talk about that role and the transformation of that role.
You're right. This role did not exist until 2017. And I think at the time Mark Harrison established the role, it was really unique across the country. And it came out of, I mean, it's really similar. It follows my journey and the understanding and awareness I think we were gaining as a health system that, decades ago now, I was the leader and CEO of one of our hospitals. And I really began to understand that what was causing some of the patients to churn in our system, to show up in the ED multiple times a week, and really, frankly, frustrating our caregivers and providers, were issues that couldn't be solved by the health system alone. We really needed to look further upstream at the issues that were contributing to mental health, substance use, homelessness, disparities in health literacy, and really sought for ways to build community partnerships to try to address those issues. And the more we learned, there was more to do and more opportunity for the health system to be a partner with the community in addressing those issues. At first, we really focused on health issues and partnering to solve the acute needs of patients and then connect them to outpatient services to manage chronic conditions. Now the work is really around how do we think of every asset that Intermountain has, whether it's the way we hire, the way we purchase, the way we invest, the way we lead with banks and universities and others to create a healthy community. We're now thinking of ourselves in lots of different ways and thus the role of a chief community health officer, as opposed to just someone who's thinking about community health issues in the ways that we partner clinically.
But it's a fascinating transformation. And you see this amongst the largest and best health systems in the country, more and more of a perspective that not just are they a place for healthcare, but that they are community leaders as well and a critical part of the fabric of communities. And it makes sense. In most communities, the largest employer, in many communities, the place that intersects as much as any place with the rest of the community. I mean, no one besides maybe a Walmart or an Amazon touches as many people as the local health system. So it makes sense that you're so involved in the role of community leadership. Talk about the transformation of your own career from leading a single hospital to a C-suite role across the system, and what that transformation's been like, and how do you look at things across the system versus at an individual hospital?
You know, I loved being a hospital administrator and CEO. Such an opportunity to lead through others, to partner with physician leaders, as well as frontline environmental services workers, and lead towards something in service to patients and the community. And yet leadership at that level was really simple in the sense that the team was easy to organize, to visualize, to see, to meet with, and organize. Moving into a system role, I'd say it's a shift from leading through others to leading with others, really figuring out where are the where do strategies align with others who are leading work in parallel to you with maybe a shared vision and overall mission and even enterprise level key performance indicators, but really figuring out where are those win-win opportunities where we can be efficient and effective with resources. And leading that way is different. And it took me some time to adjust to not being able to just call a meeting and pull everyone together because I was the leader. In system work, you're really working in partnership. And I think that was a great lesson for me in actually trying to now affect the work as a chief community health officer, because the very same thing is true in community. We can't, as a health system, solve the community's health issues or disparities if the community doesn't want to partner in addressing those issues and isn't willing to have a seat at the table. Now, we need to do a lot to create that opportunity for community voice, but we have to be working for the win-win-win that the community wants, that other leaders, my peers want inside of Intermountain Healthcare, and then that's going to be best for improving the health of the community, which I need to speak up about.
And that's a great point, though, that it's got to be a two-way street. It's got to be interactive. The system's want to engage in this, and the community has to want to engage in it as well. And it's work to make sure that happens. But it's so important in the longer run towards preventive care, population health, all these things that help keep people out of the hospital wherever possible. And given the shortages of doctors, nurses, everything else, just an increasingly important effort to be in front of health in so many ways, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. I think, we have to build these relationships, and I think a hospital has a unique trusted role in a community, but has to really work for building the relationships and creating a different opportunity for a community engagement in the issues that we're looking to solve. We have to work together.
Take a moment on what are you most focused on and excited about this year? As we move through the second half of 2022, it's amazing that it's already there. It's daunting. What are you most excited about and focused on currently?
Two things. Intermountain established equity as one of our fundamentals, which means that we organize goals around our work and are really striving to become a more equitable organization, and recently hired our first inaugural chief equity officer. And this gives us, we've had the fundamental in place for almost 2 years now. We've been setting goals. We have more than 50 clinical disparity improvement projects underway. We have a lot of energy in the organization, and I feel like we're really poised to be looking at equity in everything that we do as an organization, from purchasing to hiring to the clinical delivery of care, how we organize services for our members. And I'm really excited to have this infrastructure now in place to leverage and work on that work. So I'm really excited about that. The second thing is our role as an anchor organization in the communities that we serve. We've been active as an investor in the communities that we serve, using our investment dollars to also bring about social good, addressing housing, employment, and other needs identified in our communities through our investment dollars. And we're doing the same type of, we're applying that same logic to the way we hire, how we're developing small businesses and minority-owned businesses to be vendors and suppliers to Intermountain Healthcare, and creating pipelines for employment of people who've not had equitable opportunities to work in high-paying jobs or the potential to enter an employer and grow over time to have an income that supports a household. And we're really focused on how we're engaging all of our assets in that way to address the community's health, and partnering with others who think of themselves as an anchor in our communities, our universities and banks, to really influence the way the public assets are used in a community to create a healthier environment. And so this work is kind of the new part of our work in community health, and that's always what gets me most excited.
Good to know, Mikhail. What a pleasure to visit with you, and a great vision of things, just a magnificent, and what a remarkable career. Would love to have you on again to talk about just career growth and building a great career and having a remarkable career and advice for others, and if that is a subject of discussion. What a pleasure to visit with you today about Intermountain, the role of Chief Community Health Officer, and also this new emphasis, but renewed emphasis, 50 different projects around health equity and trying to make sure hitting this right from a health equity perspective and taking care of communities. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure, Mikhail. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott, and I'd love to join you again. Thanks for the opportunity.